Welcome to another post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. I'm Carl James. Today is Sunday, April 3rd, 2022. Indiana University baseball lost to Northwestern today 13-6. The loss dropped Indiana to 1-2 in the Big Ten and also led to an opening series loss against Northwestern. The media, including IUBase.com's Garrett Creech and myself, spoke with Coach Jeff Mercer after the game.
Coach, obviously a tough series, but was there something that you liked from your guys throughout the last three games?
I thought for the most part, you know, offensively we were fine. We were fine today. We got some chances there, a couple of bases loaded situations, and we weren't able to break through. But you know, after they scored four there in the second on the walks, you know, we did chip away. We came back with that a little bit, and you know, I told you guys, you know, yesterday I thought we could have been better offensively, just changing the style and the way that we played the game. But we did come out, you know, obviously and scored six in the ninth yesterday, and we put ourselves in a position today to be able to compete. To get back into the ball game. So I guess if I was going to find a positive, that would be a positive piece I'd advocate.
A lot of the pitchings, a lot of the relievers are coming in and looking really good initially and then kind of tailing off really fast. What do you think is making that happen so quick, the switch?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think it's probably some fear, you know, some, you know, you get out there, you come out of the pen and your stuff's good and you're locating your pitches and you have time to go sit down and think about it a little bit, and then all of a sudden, you know, doubt starts creeping in your mind, and all of a sudden you don't land an off-speed pitch, and when you stop landing off-speed pitches, the fastball gets hit. Everyone's fastball gets hit when you don't land off-speed pitches along with it. So I would say that, and I would say it's a bit of doubt and you know, the inability to continue to execute pitches throughout your entire outing. It's not stuff, though, right? The velocities aren't down. The stuff's not down. It's the ability to continue to execute to the zones you're trying to execute. And then you kind of get a little bit, you know, kind of snowballs on you a little bit and you lose control. It's kind of conversations I've had with those guys a lot and spend time with them to be able to have the confidence to go out and compete throughout your entire outing. And that's something that we're going to have to find a solution for.
Coach, you got a Big Ten conference series under your belt now, and you've got a midweek contest on Tuesday before rivalry weekend next weekend.
Yeah.
How are you guys planning to attack this week?
Yeah, I haven't got my mind there yet, to be honest with you. It'll be one of those things where we'll have to use the entire staff and work our way through it to make sure we're in a position to go be competitive this weekend and continue to improve from there. You know, offensively, we'll I don't know if we'll give guys a little bit of a rest, but maybe get some different guys in different positions, kind of give them a blow a little bit. The position guys we've rode them pretty hard throughout the course of the year. So I don't know if I've had a chance to really sit and think about it yet. Today was, you know, you're trying to win a series today and spend the majority of your focus on that. So I'll spend some time tomorrow and try to make a good decision there.
Sorry. Ethan O'Donnell was 3 of 5 today. What was the strategy to try to slow him down during the game?
Yeah, anything. He's a great player. We tried to land off-speed pitches. He's going to be able to hit a fastball, can really manage it. And we tried to work the off-speed pitch, but you know, you fall behind. They're like there in the ninth, we don't land the off-speed. We're trying to get him to hit a slider, and you fall behind, and you get an account where he's going to be able to sit on the fastball, and he's going to hit it hard. He's a really good player. So. The ability to execute fastballs in and then be able to throw an off speed in the zone off of that is going to allow you to manage a really good hitter. You're never going to control him, right? You're never going to shut down a kid that's an All-American. You're not going to shut him down, but can you manage him? Can you control him and to where he can limit the damage a little bit? And that's what you're trying to do, just limit the damage that he's able to impose, and we didn't do a good enough job of that this weekend.
Are you at all worried going forward? Sunday's obviously you have to piece together right now. You haven't found a third starter, really. Yeah. Some Big Ten teams have that. Northwestern doesn't, which has made it for a relatively even game, but other teams might be able to throw one guy out there. You right now are piecing it together. Does that worry you on your ability to compete on Sundays moving forward, especially if the staff doesn't piece together as well like it did today?
I mean, I think anytime you'd prefer to have a third starter, a tried and true third starter. Right now, we obviously don't have one. But like I told the guys, we're talented enough on the mound to do what they did, which is to contain, to be able to use 6 or 7 different guys, to keep them guessing, to be able to utilize in different situations guys that can just do their job and execute. So we're talented enough to do that. We're good enough to do that. We didn't do that today. You look at eight runs we essentially handed away between The walks, we walked loaded, or the bases loaded, and then the inning where we hit three guys and walked a guy. And then some poor decisions on relays in the outfield. So between that, you have 8 runs. So if you eliminate those, it's not necessarily we got our butts thumped on the mound. We didn't get hit essentially that hard. You can't hemorrhage runs like that. You can't give them away. And when you do that, it excludes you from winning, but it also covers up what is actually a talented enough staff to be good. So we just have to have guys that are able to invest into their role and execute their role. And if we do that, we can stack them together to have success. It just has to be in that way right now until someone emerges and gives you 5 or 7 innings in succession on a Sunday.
Matthew Ellis stayed hot today, another home run. What are you seeing in his approach that allows him to supply you guys with so much power?
Well, he's obviously a talented young man. He's worked really, really hard to flatten a stroke out. The hard part for Matt a little bit is he gets pitched incredibly well, right? He doesn't get a lot of pitches to hit, and that's difficult. That's a difficult mindset. Matt and I talked about that last night, you know, transitioning from junior college to here where you get pitched so much, you know, so well consecutively, and so you can't expand the strike zone, and you can't get away from what you do well. And so for him to stay true to his approach and stay true to what he wants to do in the box to his strengths is a huge key. It's foundational for him to continue to be the player that he's capable of being. And I have confidence in him to be able to do that, just given more time. And again, I thought he had better swings today than he had the rest of the weekend. And that's a testament to him and his ability to just keep showing up every day. But it is hard when you anchor the middle of a lineup. And he's got some guys that can really hit behind him. But it's hard when you get pitched like he gets pitched. And there's that the part of you that wants to really, really hit. And sometimes you have to be willing to take a walk. You have to be willing to take a hit by a pitch because that's what the game affords you in that moment. So Matt's just got to stay disciplined and true to who he is as an offensive player and trust the guys around him. And so far he's done a good job of that.
You've had a couple of big potential big innings stifled a little bit on the base paths. Is that a concern?
Yeah, it is. We have some youthful mistakes, and it is a talented group, but it's a young group, and so yeah, we broke some of the cardinal rules the last 2 days, and you just got to keep setting them down and explaining. I think coaching is about creating an environment where you understand what has to happen, the fundamental basic piece of it, and then holding guys accountable to that. And the game is the ultimate enforcer of that. And so, those guys know, they communicate. But in the moment, sometimes you may get away with it once or twice, and then you don't know when that moment's going to happen when you get stung. And so, yes, it is a concern, but it's not to the point where, sometimes I chalk it up to like, hey, you haven't been out there necessarily and you made a mistake, and now, like, let's not do that again. Let's continue to improve and grow and understand why we put the rules in place that we have. It's because the game requires it. And there's been a couple of moments where we haven't done that. Guys are trying. It's just, it's a lapse of judgment in that moment. But they just have to continue improving those things. Just the basic fundamental of that piece.
Let's take two more.
Majority of Northwestern's runs came with two outs. What did you see from their hitters in the two-out approach?
They're a great team. Like, they play together as a team. They don't overswing. They hit the ball the other way. They're physical. They have flat swings. Like, they recognize spin really well. They do a lot of really good things. And so anytime that we just continue to give somebody opportunities and you have a talented enough lineup, like, someone's eventually going to tag one, whether it's one out or two outs or no outs. If you have you find yourself in those situations enough, someone will eventually, do the damage or make you pay the price, and you saw that.
Kind of piggybacking off that, because you've seen any adjustments from your pitching staff in those two-strike situations?
Well, it comes back to be able to execute the pitch that you're trying to execute, and it's a lot harder. So if there's nobody on base and you don't execute a pitch and the guy hits a homer, it's a solo homer. Solo homers don't lose games, right? They don't win games, they don't lose games. It's when there's two guys on base and I don't execute with the two-strike pitch, which is going to happen with college guys. They're going to make a mistake. They're going to hang a two-strike pitch to try and throw the best breaking ball ever, and it flutters, or you're trying to get in, and it looks back over the middle, and the guys are going to hit. When you get a two strikes, you're very much in fight or flight, right? So you're locked in. You're right over the plate. You're hunting a mistake. You don't overswing, right? you don't try to do too much. You're trying to make contact, and so it doesn't hurt you as much unless you've put guys on base. And now that damage, you know, a two or a three run homers is a lot more impactful than a solo shot. So, or a base hit, right? You give up a base hit with two strikes, it's not good, obviously. But when there's clutter on the bases, it's a big deal, and that's what I see with those guys. You have to limit the base runners to limit the damage in those situations.
That concludes this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Next up is a road trip, starting with a midweek at Evansville, and then a weekend series at Purdue. As always, we look forward to the time we can once again see you at the BART.